Item number 10, discussion and possible action on West Central Brazos Water Distribution System by Michael McLennan.
Yes, ma'am. This is my last agenda item for the day. Each year, we bring forward this item to the board to approve the fee structure that's associated with the operation and delivery of water via the West Central Brazos pipeline. As I've stated before, the line was acquired for a strategic purpose to be able to sell water out in the western portion of our basin. If y'all have seen some of the slides that our water services folks have put together, the West Texas cylinder slide, you can see that the reservoirs are suffering quite a bit out in West Texas. A lot of the folks out in West Texas are looking at other means to be able to provide water. They're looking at groundwater. Once some of those cheaper water supplies are no longer available, this pipeline most definitely will be a viable solution. We'll go to the next slide. When we acquired the pipeline, the goal was basically to close the gap between the income and expenses and also to standardize the transportation contracts that were associated with the line. Since the implementation, we have increased our revenue to offset the expenses. We were also successful at securing a lower electric rate for the pipeline. We did have a contractual entity cut the contractual units that they were contracting for from about 600 acre foot to 75 acre foot. It was the end of the term of their contract, and they could do that. And so then we have to spread out the cost on a lot lesser or smaller group, and so that can reduce some of the income. And you can see, we can go to the next slide. It's reflected in the $411,000 in the total annual revenue for 2014. You'll notice the O&M expense is going up 6.3% from $548,000 to $523,000. Stevens Regional SUD will be coming online. They're located just west of Breckenridge, and so some of the electric cost components will be going up on the pipeline. Contractually, as I've explained, last year and the year before, we have an inability to charge a transportation fee to Stevens Regional SUD and Fort Griffin SUD, and that's about 1,153 acre feet. And so that results in a under recovery of about $172,000 that you can see there on the expense recovery line. Go to the next slide, please. If you look down, I'm just going to look at the fixed acre foot and the variable acre foot at the very bottom, too. The fixed rate, we're proposing an increase from FY 2013 of about 2.8% from $120.24 to $123.72. The variable rate, which is associated with the electric, is decreased about 6.4% from $174.56 to $163.37. At the beginning of this presentation, I said that the line was acquired from a strategic standpoint, and the value really does lie in the right-of-way and also the easements that we have. At some juncture, we're talking to folks in West Texas right now. In fact, sometimes they'll come back, and then it'll rain out there, and they'll go away, and then they'll come back, you know, in 3 or 4 months. But at some point, there will be another Throckmorton. I think about 11 or 12 years ago, the city of Throckmorton ran out of water. We didn't own the pipeline at this time. And whenever the legislature came to the Brazos River Authority, at that time we couldn't meet their contractual need or couldn't provide water to them. At this time we could. So this is one of the assets for the future, most definitely.
Is it fair to look at that and say we're subsidizing these customers to the rate of $172,000 a year?
Yes, sir.
Why?
It's due to some contractual commitments. When we acquired the pipeline, we had nobody utilizing the pipeline, and there was no income being derived. We were subsidizing it actually a lot more probably back then than what that is right now. But so that brought some contractual folks on there to help pay for some of the freight. But that was what was negotiated at the time. They are paying money. It's just there's not any associated with the transportation side. However, if they do, which I assume they will, they'll grow any additional contractual. If they increase their contract from 800 acre foot to 1,000, they'll pay for that transportation component then. So it was kind of a one-time deal.
Who are the customers on it now?
Stevens Regional Sud, which is just out of Breckenridge, and Fort Griffin Sud. Those are the two that you're unable to recoup the transportation component. The rest we are. You've got some of the big oil field flood producers, Basa. It used to be Baseline, and I can't remember. They keep switching. The oil and gas companies keep rolling over who owns who. So I can't keep up with exactly who they are. But there's probably about eight or nine ag contracts, three oil field flood operations, and then there'll be one municipal demand.
I noticed back on your expenses, like for next year, yeah, you got 583 O&M. Is there a lot of maintenance for this line, the whole line?
Yes, sir. When we acquired it, it was obtained from Kerr McGee, which is an oil field. It was constructed in the 70s. And that's
all steel.
Right. And so we're coming back and we're having to, especially with it being municipal demand coming online, we need to make sure that we can meet that demand. There's a lot of old equipment, a lot of equipment that was just salvaged together, and we're going back and we're having to make sure it's...
We're never making any money.
Well, the goal is hopefully to get there. I think by not charging or by future use of the line, I think whenever you get somebody from West Texas come online, hopefully that'll help offset some of the costs.
Any more questions? Read the resolution.
Yes, ma'am. Be resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority that effective September 1st, 2013, for fiscal year 2014, that a fixed rate of 1.59 cents per barrel, the equivalent of 3.8 cents per thousand gallons, or $123.72 per acre foot, shall be applied to the amount of water contracted by any customer invoiced for transportation and using the West Central Brazos Water Distribution System, and a variable rate of 2.11 cents per barrel, the equivalent of 5.01 cents per thousand gallons, or $163.37 per acre foot, shall be applied to the amount of water delivered to any customer invoice for the transportation and using the West Central Brazos Water Distribution System are hereby established. And be it further resolved that effective September 1st, 2013, for fiscal year 2014, that the fee charged for customers who access the West Central Brazos Water Distribution System for well drilling purposes or who have water made available at the Veal Parks pump station be set at $1,457.
Thank you. You've heard a reading of the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Okay. Richard Ball, second. Director Bell.
Director Kilgore.
Yes.
Director Adams.
Yes.
Director Ball.
Yes.
Director Bell.
Yes.
Director Belt.
Yes.
Director Bennis.
Yes.
Director Borland.
Yes.
Director Brashears.
Yes.
Director Christensen.
Yes.
Director Christian.
Yes.
Director Creel.
Yes.
Director Johnson.
Yes.
Director Mackey.
Yes.
Director Masterson.
Yes.
Director Munson?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Tesh?
Yes.
Director White?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.